Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mona Montgomery with the Hola Hoax. Did you know there were no gas chambers in Germany? Did you know that Hitler did not intend to exterminate the Jews and that 6 million did not die? That's right. You've been a victim of communist propaganda, which has taken over this world since Hitler was defeated in the Second World War, which gave birth to Israel. And the propaganda has not stopped. You've been bombarded with false messages for 60 years that tell you that white people are bad and Jews are saint-like humanitarians. Now, in order to give even more land to Israel, we have bombed Iraq, and we have destroyed the Iraqi National Museum so that the mind of man, the memories of mankind will be destroyed that prove that the Sumerian culture was strong and thriving 2,000 years before the Jews wrote their silly little stories about what it's like to sacrifice your own children to your demonic god, follow the sheep who follow the goats, and call yourselves the kings of the world and the sons of God. These despicable primitive people have somehow gotten a hold of our media and brainwashed us into believing we are bad and they are good. Tonight's discussion is going to talk a lot about the war. We're going to talk a little bit about sexual mores and what they mean to white people. And I'm going to try to show you that white people have a different need, a stronger need to be sexually pure than black people do, because we're physically different, which makes us mentally different. We have higher intelligence and lower sex drive. And for that reason, we have the capability that the blacks and browns don't have to have lifelong pair mating relationships with our beloveds, based not simply on rutting and sex, but also on emotion and intellectual marriage. I hope you enjoy the show. There's no culture in all history that accepted gay sex. Only a culture like America's culture that's been twisted and perverted by brainwashing from the communists could accept homosexuality as normal. And the reason that our society has been perverted by communist propaganda is that it demoralizes the American psyche, which is one of the steps toward taking over a culture. You demoralize them, deprive them of their integrity, their self-respect, and then it's easy to come in and create a totalitarian state. It's easy to enslave a demoralized people. But if you want to have your life make sense, if you want to have your needs met, if you want to be happy, then you have to prepare for happiness. In the case of a woman, she has to maintain her virginity until she's married. In the case of a man, he should do the same. If he can't, he can't, but he's a better man if he does. So that when the two virgins come together, they come together without broken hearts, they come together with clean bodies, they can create genetically appropriate children, because race should marry race. There should not be race mixing. That always tends downward with the child. And you want to make your marriage choice as important as your vocational choice, which you prepare for. Sometimes you prepare for your job with 5 years of schooling and education. You should put in the same kind of investment into the choice of your marriage partner. And in my opinion, if you're a white person, you should start studying the upper class mores of the white world, the white society, and emulate those mores. And what you'll discover when you start studying white society, white culture, is that a man does not marry a woman until he's convinced that her character is good. You can't enslave a woman in order to prevent her from giving birth to another man's child. That has been done, by the way, in Africa, where they've found a bone, at least one, I saw a picture of it, of a black African girl who had a spike driven through the femur of her arm from the wrist to the elbow. I think that's called the femur. Her husband had drilled a spike right through the bone, and you could see this spike that went right through the bone, and then it was attached to a ring, a metal ring, and then that was attached to a chain that was, driven into the ground or something. That's how the black man keeps his black woman from having sex with other men. And that's wrong. You can't do that. If you want a woman who's going to be faithful and true, you have to have a woman who is genetically faithful and true. The character, just like the physique, is genetic. And in the old days, 50 years ago, 100 years ago, before white people married, they investigated the pedigree of the intended spouse. These marriages were arranged by parents and worked out usually very well, because you didn't marry two people unless you knew they both came from families where there had been no tendency toward insanity or infidelity or drugs or anything like that. Just like animals, you know that if you want a champion horse that's going to win the race, you've got to have character as well as appearance. And that's what you find when you study the pedigree. The pedigree of the human being is supposed to be public record. And we've lost that whole concept of, here, this is who I am, this is who my mom is and her family, and this is my father and his parents, and I want you to meet them. And then, of course, you're not perfect, and of course you're not perfect, but let's look at each other and decide if we're pretty right for each other and if we're doing the right thing by our children in getting married. And of course there's not going to be any infidelity, because good people aren't crazy. It's only sexually obsessed people that even care that much about sex that they sneak out into some street and have sex with somebody. In the animal kingdom, again, you cannot train an animal that is sex crazy. Those animals are no good for training. They are considered schizophrenic, and they're just not useful. It's the same with the human being, except that unfortunately, in modern society, we have all been driven insane. We've all been schizophrenic. We've all become sexually obsessed, and we're going to all say no to the insanity and get our health back. Any culture that uses torture as part of their statecraft, any culture that uses cannibalism as a way to get fed, and any culture that prays to a god that gives favors in exchange for human and animal sacrifice. That is my position. As a white, I give myself the right to judge good as opposed to bad. It is bad, in my opinion, for the Jews to steal 80% of the Palestinians' water and call it doing them a favor for installing water pipes in their on their side of the partition plan. I call that bad. I don't like the Jews because they use torture as part of their statecraft. I have contempt for any culture that uses torture as part of their statecraft. So if you want to call me a hater and a bigot for giving myself the right to judge cultures as being relatively good and evil, then I guess I would be a bigot in your book. You probably think, if you don't believe there's a difference between good and evil, that it's just as virtuous to build the Vatican as it is to build a mud hut, because after all, there is no difference. Isn't that correct? But I don't have that opinion. I believe that it's better to build castles, museums, and churches than it is to live in mud huts without benefit of the wheel or a written language. I do take that position. Of course, that offends the communists. The communists want you to believe that it's bad to be good. They want you to be embarrassed if you create something beautiful. Everybody knows that the American media is controlled by Jewish communists. All you have to do is read the Communist Manifesto to discover that if you want to do a communist takeover, you take over the media. That's step number one. That's what they did in, that's what they tried to do in Germany. That's why Hitler rose to power. He made it a rule that you could not have control over a German magazine or newspaper unless you furthered the interests of Germany. You couldn't come in as a foreign country and promote a foreign state. That was against the law under Germany. However, in America, you can promote anything you want to. So what we have in America is a Jew-controlled media that is imposing communist ideals on Americans through Jewish or Jewish Bolshevik, is the term they used in the Second World War. Of course, we're not allowed to use that now. That's terribly incorrect, isn't it, politically, to imagine that Jews could be at all anything but saint-like humanitarians. Isn't that right? Suffering as they did during the Second World War and all. And of course, we're not allowed to investigate the Second World War because that would be politically incorrect. And in fact, in seven Western countries, you go to jail for asking questions like, were there really gas chambers? Or was that just a bunch of propaganda? Oh, in Germany, you go to jail for 5 years for that. Say a nice word about Hitler and you go to jail. However, on my website, which is www.monamontgomery.com, you can take a look at Hitler's artwork and judge for yourself if he's been maligned by history or not. But I'm digressing. The point I'm trying to make is that if you control the media of a country, you control the politicians, the votes, everything. So what we're seeing in America is a situation where Israel's interests are coming before America's interests. It's extremely important to continue to talk about this, which is why it's all over the internet, because the internet is not controlled by Jews. That's why you get so much talk about Jews on the internet that you don't get anywhere else, because people are angry at the fact that our country's been turned over to the Jews, and we're trying to rescue our country. So on the internet, you get a much more balanced news, and you will find out things, if you dig a little bit, that go against the interests of the Jew. For example, you learn that we're probably attacking Iraq. Actually, we've done it, haven't we? We butchered Iraq. There were no weapons of mass destruction, and we don't need to steal oil. So why are we there? Obviously, it's to further the interests of the Jews, who want to have Greater Israel comprise all of the land from the Nile to the Euphrates, which is everything from Egypt to Iraq. You see, Iraq was a big part of the puzzle for Greater Israel. So when you ask the question, who controls the media and why, it's a very important question. And the answer is the communists control the media in order to make Israel the capital of the world in a worldwide communist-dominated state. And it's done so that America will be used as the bully dog of this rogue terrorist state to subdue the rest of the world and turn it over to the Jews. I don't want any culture that is beneath my standard of humanity. That includes any culture that uses torture as part of their statecraft, any culture that uses cannibalism as a way to get fed, and any culture that prays to a god that gives favors in exchange for human and animal sacrifice. That is my position. As a white man, I give myself the right to judge good as opposed to bad. It is bad, in my opinion, for the Jews to steal 80% of the Palestinians' water and call it doing them a favor for installing water pipes in their on their side of the partition plan. I call that bad. I don't like the Jews because they use torture as part of their statecraft. I have contempt for any culture that uses torture as part of their statecraft. So if you want to call me a hater and a bigot for giving myself the right to judge cultures as being relatively good and evil, then I guess I would be a bigot in your book. You probably think, if you don't believe there's a difference between good and evil, that it's just as virtuous to build the Vatican as it is to build a mud hut, because after all, there is no difference. Isn't that correct? But I don't have that opinion. I believe that it's better to build castles, museums, and churches than it is to live in mud huts without benefit of the wheel or a written language. I do take that position. Of course, that offends the communist position. The communists want you to believe that it's bad to be good. They want you to be embarrassed if you create something beautiful. They don't want women practicing ballet. They want them rushing on stage like the black man does. That's their idea of equality. If you find morally reprehensible for eschewing that lack of standards, then be my guest. I'm glad to be disliked by you, because believe me, the feeling is mutual. It's very important that people know that you're not allowed to tell the truth about the different qualities of the different races in Sweden. It's very important for people to know that that's what's happening to the freedom of speech among scientists and geneticists. Scientists and geneticists in Sweden are not allowed to talk about the difference in races. That's how far the Jew has gone to stop freedom of speech in Europe, and they're trying to stop it here in America. They don't want you to know the truth because they have a contract out on the white race. And the only way they can destroy the white race is to convince the white people that they are bad people for thinking that it means anything, that they have 20% larger frontal lobe, that they invented churches, museums, and castles, that they produced Bach, Beethoven, and Brahms, that they produced Shakespeare. They're supposed to feel guilty for being proud of the fact that they are the most creative race in the world, and in order to prove that they are penitent and are terribly sorry that God made them better than the black man, they are encouraged to intermarry with the black man so that their children will not continue on with their superior genetic packages. I call this genocide. I call this a crime against humanity. Telling the truth could never be a crime against humanity. And yet, in 7 countries, you are not allowed to tell the truth, which is that the white man is much more intellectually and creatively gifted than the black man. It's easy enough to test. It's easy enough to test if the Palestinians would blow up the Israelis if they left their homes. They can just build a wall. They can have a border like everybody else and not let the Palestinians go into the Israeli section of the partition plan. It's a big lie. The Jews have burglarized Palestine's home, and they are being shot by Palestinians who don't like having burglars in their homes. Furthermore, the Palestinians have every right, just like you and I have the right, to pick up a shotgun from the wall and shoot someone who breaks into your home. That's what Israel has done to Palestine. This is Palestine's land. Israel is living there. Palestine is fighting back the only way Palestine can. Her youth, the passionate youth, 15, 16, 17 years old, see what's happening to their homeland, put bombs on their bodies, and fight back the best way they can. These people are not terrorists. They are actually responding to an act of war which Israel's been perpetrating on the Palestinians since Israel started, and the first 170,000 Palestinians were driven off the Israeli side of the partition plan. We're going to take their whole country. We just bombed an innocent country. We leveled it, basically. We destroyed their museum with cultural artifacts going back 40,000 years because the Jews don't want there to be any evidence of any higher civilizations than theirs going back only 5,000 years, which is how far back Jewish history goes back. 5,000 years, the Jews didn't have any woven clothing. They didn't have any merchantry. They were a nomadic people, totally nomadic, just like African sub-Saharan Negroes. They followed the sheep so they could take the wool off their bodies and wrap it around their own bodies. And the sheep were so dumb they couldn't even figure out where to get the next blade of grass. So the sheep followed the goats, and this worked very well for these semi-bestial people 5,000 years ago, because they took the milk from the goats and the wool from the sheep, and that's how they survived. Meanwhile, the pharaohs in Egypt had huge societies. There were cities in Iraq, which dates back 7,000 B.C., I'm pretty sure, which is about 3,000 years prior to the Jews, and the Jews want all evidence of the higher civilization that, I can't remember the name of that ancient people that lived in Iraq, it'll come to me, they want that destroyed. So they went in to the museums, they ordered the Americans to do this, and we have pictures of the American GIs doing it. And they stole the artifacts going back 30, 40,000 years, including a gold harp that goes back 5,000 years, and they just wiped out Iraq. Israel is not our friend. Israel is a false friend. That's why we have to talk about it all the time. America is like the big, strong, powerful, wealthy executive man who's married to a psychotic little witch of a lady who is prevailing on his good nature to commit all kinds of atrocities throughout the neighborhood in order to protect this little jerk of a bitch who doesn't know how to get along with the neighbors. That's the trouble. The reason we have to be afraid of Israel is because we love Israel too much, and we're being taken advantage of. This is a bad marriage. We've been giving too much to Israel for so long that Israel is laughing in our face while Israel is committing torture, Israel is stealing land, Israel is controlling our media to lie to our people, Israel is prevailing on America to beat up Iraq just because Israel doesn't like Iraq. There comes a point when the strong man has to say to the mean little bitchy wife that he's not going to be pussy-whipped anymore because he's becoming dangerous. It becomes dangerous when the big strong man lets the psychotic little lady call the shots for him. And that's what's going on between us and Israel. Israel is a megalomaniacal, mean little nasty lying state. And Israel is telling us what to do, and Israel needs to get put in her corner and told she is not going to control us just because we love her anymore. There is a limit to what we will take in terms of abuse and defamation of character and being pulled into hideous atrocities against humankind because we love Israel. There comes a point when you stop loving someone that takes advantage of you like that. The Jews were banished from the whole area by the Romans in 70 AD. They dispersed. God knows where they went. The people who call themselves Jews today and live in Israel are not Jews at all. They are Khazarians, which means they converted to Judaism in 700 AD in order to enjoy the worldwide Jew-controlled slave trade. They are Turkish Asiatics who have intermarried with Europeans, and they are not Jews at all. But at any rate, even if they were, they have no connection to Israel, because from the time from 70 AD to 1900 AD, there haven't been any Jews in Israel. In 1900 AD, there was 1% Jewish people in that area, which is now called Israel-Palestine. 1%. The only reason that there are Jews there now is because out of the kindness of our hearts, we gave them Israel because we thought they deserved it, never dreaming they were going to drive off the resident Palestinians in direct violation of their agreement with the United Nations, and then commence to steal Palestine's land from them, murder them, torture them, steal the Golan Heights from Syria, steal southern Lebanon from the Lebanese, and now make us attack Iraq because they don't like Iraq. I have a problem with equating being anti-American with being anti-Jewish, or being anti-Jewish with being anti-American. These are two separate countries, and their interests are not the same. We are not married. We may be having sex with each other, but we are not married, and our future is not inextricably intertwined until we make them a state, which we never will. In the meantime, it is un-American to put the interests of Israel above or even equal to the interests of the United States of America. And in order to be a good American, you have to put America first. It's good to be powerful, it's bad to be a bully, and there's a difference, and people perceive that difference. If we are a bully, the world is going to do something to stop our bullying. If we are a strong, powerful nation defending ourselves, we will gain the respect of our enemies and our friends. I feel the war on Iraq was an act of bullyism. I don't think it was the right thing to do. We've attacked, roped, hog-tied, and slaughtered an innocent country simply to please the Jews. I will never respect that, and the world should not respect that. We need to change our policy. We need to go back to an understanding that it's not okay to use your superior force to steal from others. There are many people in America who don't understand that, because the surviving issue of the Founding Fathers, the voice of the Founding Fathers, has been drowned out by the voice of the more primitive, barbaric elements who are taking over this country. We have a huge, uneducated populace now, which the Founding Fathers promised us would destroy democracy. We're seeing that voice of the barbarian take over, that bloodlust, that it's okay to kill a country for oil, or it's okay to kill a country if it benefits us, or it's okay to kill a country if it pleases our friend Israel, because we are the biggest, baddest boys on the block. This is not the voice of the American. This is not the voice that the Founding Fathers created the First Amendment to free. This is the ancient, age-old voice of the primitive. And civilized people simply have to get up and argue against the voice of the barbarian. That is why we have free speech. Yes, the barbarian will say, "Stop talking, civilized man. I, the beast, shall reign. You are a traitor. You must fall upon your face and worship me because I am the biggest, baddest man on the block." But that may have worked 1 million years ago or 2 million years ago. It will not work today. Today, solutions have to be arrived at through intelligence, science, technology. We have to clean up the planet. We have to control the population. We have to resolve differences with intelligence. President Bush took advantage of the hit on 9/11 to revert to his drug-induced barbarian state. His frontal lobes have been bombarded with so much drugs that he now has the intelligence of a chimpanzee or a gorilla. He's not human anymore, and his actions prove it. This war against Iraq was wrong, and we have to stop being bullies. Personally, I'm offended by anyone who establishes their claim to my country's resources and the benefits that my country has developed through hard work and discipline and the Christian work ethic, as opposed to the criminal ethic, who comes and enjoys the fruits of the labors of good people and makes good people stand in line while he commits a criminal act and just takes whatever he wants because he's too stupid and primitive to have a conscience. I'm so happy to hear that France is still human enough to have feelings, to be hurt. France may be the conscience of the world, if France is the only country left that has a conscience and feelings. Somebody has to point out to the world how wrong this attack on Iraq is. And somebody has to notice how brutal it is for America to punish France for not agreeing with America. Clearly, America has lost her conscience. America has lost the whole purpose for which the Founding Fathers created this so-called free state. We were supposed to be free to speak our minds because the founding fathers recognized that to be human means to be free, means to be speak freely, have feelings, express those feelings. Those are the acts of a free man, not a slave. France has expressed herself as a free entity, and America is trying to beat France into submission and take from France her humanity, just as France has taken the humanity from Iraq, not only by bombing it into smithereens and arbitrarily changing an innocent regime, but by going into the National Museum of Baghdad and destroying artifacts of the superior Sumerian culture that date back 7,000 years, proving that Sumeria had woven cloth, gold ornaments, pots, and statues from Greece with the heads and the arms just brutally hacked off to prove how much contempt and hatred America has for anything excellent and beautiful. This attack on Iraq shows that America has lost her soul. Our president is an ex-dope fiend. Cocaine is an aggressive, aggressive drug. It makes you do brutal, horrible, inhumane things. So how much cognitive ability does it take to put two and two together? President, cocaine, brutality. If France will at least stand up for herself, there's a possibility that the rest of the world will see that the barbarians have taken over and civilization is truly in danger, not from the terrorists, but from the people who are in power in this world, the George Bushes of this world, the Ariel Sharons of this world. Those are the dangerous elements. Whites want the right to exclusive association. Everyone else has that right because nobody wants to associate with them. They're no fun. And whites don't want them coming into their parties because they bring their castanets and their ghetto boxes and they ruin the party. We don't ruin their parties. They ruin our parties. If they can't conform to standards of decency that are accepted throughout the world, they shouldn't be allowed to force their way in to civilized people's parties. What's wrong with 60,000 people in a country being filthy rich and all of the rest being very, very poor? We Americans look at that as necessarily and by definition immoral. But I think that has to be questioned. If those 60,000 upper class people are producing, if they're creating art, ideas, science, then what you have is a very healthy upper class. To call it a family is misleading. Apparently there are two classes in Saudi Arabia, the Sauds and these other people. These sand monkeys, I guess we would call them. The problem isn't, in that case, to redistribute the wealth from the wealthy to the poor. The problem would be to teach birth control to the poor so that the poor can make the choice as to whether or not they want to pass on their impoverished heritage to their children. So Saudi Arabia is ruled by a king who's basically a vegetable. And that will change when he dies, and then the question is, who will take over for Saudi Arabia? But I suspect that what is called the royals or the royal family will stay in power because of their numbers. 30,000 people is not a family, it's a class, a caste. If someone decides to reform, I would think that might destabilize the country. What needs to be done is to look at this class of Saudis. A true patriot is not a belligerent, aggressive, violent person. That's unworthy of an American. Americans are the people who came after the founding fathers. They were civilized, intelligent. They were not brutes. To equate Americanism with brutality is un-American. I am not ashamed of being a white woman. And it is true that the mongrel wants to kill white people. We're very aware of the conflict between the whites and the non-whites. But whites have every right to further the interests of their own race, just as does any other race. So people need to understand that it's not wrong to be white. White people need to stop being afraid of criticism and start supporting their race. And I think it will benefit the planet as a whole, because I believe the white race is the most intelligent, creative, evolved race on the planet. And that by allowing the white race to get up off of their knees and stop feeling inferior and apologetic, will we go back to being a viable planet where solutions are arrived at with intelligence instead of with brute force? Brute force being really obsolete. Well, it's true that the idea of American Indians are more productive than people in hot weather spiritually,
but it's not true
that the cold weather produced
they were basically living at the level of range
animals.
The white man's superior
they didn't
brain
have property
got
rights,
developed
they didn't
in
have
Africa,
any understanding
and it was because
of
civilization
of brain
they
that
had
he left
war parties
the
with each other where they would capture their
Africa
enemies
and
take them
and
back
forged up
to,
into the colder
to the
teepees
and tie them
then,
to stakes and torture
two
them.
Things
and
conspired
dance
to make
and hoop
his brain
and holler
even
and
bigger,
scream and
which
shout
was
about how
number one
was
his inherent superiority
the screams
that
of their
gave
poor
him the get up
torture
and go
victims.
To get out of Africa.
These people
and the
are
cold
far
weather,
from
and
superior,
together these two
spiritually. This is
caused the white
pure
frontal
communist
to
propaganda
raise,
designed
so that he
to
could
make
invent
the white man feel
Western civilization
embarrassed and apologetic for being a technologically
the white man's
superior,
impressive
scientifically
are
superior,
absolutely
spiritually
worthless
superior.
If he takes drugs.
After all,
once a
white
man becomes
that
a drug addict,
God
he really isn't
love.
A white man anymore.
It's
he's
Jesus
something
Christ
else.
Who straightened out.
He's
the Old
a white man
said,
without a frontal
some
lobe.
Of these laws are good,
and
some
I don't know what you call
bad,
that, but
you're
I
going
wouldn't
to have to
call that really a white
based
man.
On whether or not they are
you
loving
see, all
laws,
drugs,
because God
not only street
is
drugs,
love.
But also prescription
the Old
drugs
Testament came
attack
from
the
out
frontal
of the primitive
lobe.
Stages
so when you
of
see
mankind,
all of these cool,
where
slick,
remember,
groovy white
Abraham
guys
actually was
taking
about to
drugs
sacrifice his own
son
Isaac
horrible
to
rap
God
music, which
in exchange for
not
getting
of the white
favors.
Race.
That ancient
I would like to point out that these are not truly
to God
white people.
Dates back
these
to when
were
the tiger
white
used to ravage the tribes in Africa
into something
and
else.
India.
And
they
these tribal
themselves
fools
with drugs.
Decided, well, maybe they weren't.
That's
fools,
the problem with
anyway,
drugs.
In those
drugs
days, what you had to do
the frontal lobe.
To keep the tiger
and
slash
once a white
God
person has taken
from
drugs,
punishing you,
he
slash
has actually
killing you,
atrophied
was
or
to
destroyed
feed
his
the
frontal
tiger
lobes.
Slash
so he
God.
Really can't consider so
himself
the old
white
days,
anymore.
Millions of years
well, this
ago,
new discovery
they, our
of this
hominid
Homo
predecessors
ergasto,
used to actually take
in the
members of
Circanine
their own tribe and tie them up
very
and feed
important.
Them to the tiger.
Because
and that's
it
how they
shows
kept the tiger from
there
coming
were
down
hominids
and eating
living
people
on the
in the tribe that they didn't want the
tiger
to eat. They'd sit around and say,
a quarter
I don't
of a
like Mary Sue very
after,
much. She's a bitch.
Homo sapien
tie her up
had
and feed her to the
from
tiger.
Cro-Magnon
that's how that practice
and had already
started.
Moved
and
into
then these idiots decided the tiger was
East
God,
Anglia in
and
London.
They started building little
so we
statues
had tall,
of the tiger
slender, blue-eyed
and praying
blonde,
to it. And then they tried
building
to cheat the tiger by
cities
feeding it
and
not real
conducting
by
some kind
cutting
of
up
business
animals
with each
and feeding it to
in England
images of the tiger
for 20.
I don't know if it worked or not, but that's
years,
how this
during which Homo erectus was still to God
around in South Africa.
It goes all
in
the way
back
not
to when we
fully
were feeding
human
tigers
state.
To keep them from eating
now, what happened
the people of our
in
tribe
human
that we
evolution
liked instead
is that
of the people of our
as
tribe
one
that we didn't like.
Model
so then
way to
a
superior model
and
that
had
nothing
to do with the tiger
animal,
because people did progress
let's
slightly.
Say the Australopithecus
by the time the Old Testament started being
kills
written,
off
the Jews
other
were following
Homo
sheep,
whatever it is
herds of sheep
and
herds
and
of sheep
how
were too dumb to figure out where the
working
next grassy knoll was so
we
these
want
sheep
to put
would follow
a stop
these herds
to that.
Of goats
we want
and that's
to
how
stop
these
killing
nomadic
off
inferior
semi-human
species
morons
but the inferior species
won't
they followed
cooperate.
The sheep who followed the goats
they
and
want
they
to
took
kill
the
us off.
The wool
so
off
what
the
are
sheep
we supposed
and the,
to do?
And the
we have the problem with
milk
the
from the goats and they made
we know
cheese
the
and they clothed themselves
Negro
not with
has
woven
not developed
cloth. like
raised
their
frontal lobe.
Sumerian friends right next
they
door,
had
the ones
not
that we just
as before the
massacred
came,
and bombed
the wheel,
took all of their 40,000-year-old
artifacts
and threw them
and
away
living
and
off
smashed
each other.
Them and all
they
the
were
7,
using cannibalism as a means of feeding
and smashed
themselves.
Them and stole all
this
the jewelry.
Is
everything
inferior.
That would indicate
this
that
is
the Sumerian
not
culture
good.
Was superior to the ancient
the
Jewish nomadic culture
castles,
has been destroyed.
And
in the bombing of Iraq and the plundering of
Shakespeare and Mozart
National
and Bach.
Museum. So that
the
culture
a sub-Saharan
is supposed
Negro
to be lost
was eating,
to the memory of
himself.
Humankind. And the
now
Jews
what
are
we
are trying
to
very
do?
Hard to get into
the white man
to convince
goes into
you that they're
Africa
ancient,
says,
wonderful
let us
people.
Show you
but the Jews
how
were
to
not
conduct
that
yourself
great
in a business-like
if they
way.
Were sacrificing
you
their children.
You have resources, and the
we
American
have an
intelligence
were not that
you can
great.
Go to work in the
if
mine,
they were torturing
we will
their,
pay you
the
wage.
Victims from their
you
war
can
parties.
Stop eating each
so
other
let's
and
hang
start
it up with the
actual
spiritual superior of people who have not enough creativity to put two and two together. It is not necessarily spiritual development.
Just
they
because
call
you
him
have
the
no
brain.
Pig, because they see them as pigs. They're white, after all, and they're highly
murder
edible.
Is not the
and
worst
there's
crime
a culture conflict.
In most cultures.
Now, up until
all except
recently,
America,
and I'm
course,
talking about the last million years,
drugs
is even
the white man
worse
has not
murder.
Had
any
because
say
the use of
in
drugs
evolution.
And the dealing of drugs.
What has happened
not only
is
the
that the superior
the drugs,
hominid,
but also his
the
family
inferior hominid,
and his friends,
or at least
so there are
him
even
off,
worse
because
crimes
there
than
is no
one of them
history
is dealing
of
drugs.
In the white
I'm talking universally, not in America.
So the white race
and
has
another
never
crime
anybody,
that nobody wants
but
to
they have
admit to
absolutely
is race mixing
killed
because
off
race mixing creates
the inferior species
of the lower
to kill
race
them.
Rather than the
and
higher
we'd like
race
to put a stop
the genes of
to
the
that.
Higher races
we'd like to
are
around
recessive
the table and say, okay,
in relationship
what is
to the,
lower
race. So when you take a white man and mix
Negro.
Him with a black man,
what is the proper
black woman,
place
I mean,
for the
you get,
Maori, the cannibal
you tend,
in
you get 7 out of 8 chances of
getting
black
children. What is the proper place for the
without
Wahhabi
frontal lobes and with a very
in Saudi Arabia?
And so race
we don't
mixing
want
is actually what the Adam and Eve
them,
story is about.
Because that's brutal.
The story about Adam and Eve doesn't
and
have to do with
obsolete. But we
whatever
must figure
people
out a
think
solution.
It is. It has to do with Eve having sex
us.
With a non-white.
So we have
non-white children,
this kind of
murderous
friction
children, and
that
having
needs
God
to be worked out.
Punish
and
this
it really
act
needs
by
to be worked
forcing
out
the non-white
in a civilized,
children to live with the
humane,
non-white tribes in
unbloodletting, non-cannibalistic, free of murder. The solution has to be ethical.
For the
but
cruelty
the non-whites
women that
won't
you
allow
see,
it. They keep coming up with their bows and arrows
world
and their
religions.
Cauldrons, you
that
know, in order to cook the white
toward
men
women
and say,
dates
ugga,
back
ugga, ugga,
to
we
before
wanna ugga kill
the Homo sapiens
you. We don't like
evolved.
You. You're uptight.
The hominids,
you're boring. You
even the primates
on
today
us.
Are very
we find
cruel
you
to their
intrinsically
women.
Evil.
The men
because
jump
you hold
down
us
out of
to
the
a
trees
standard.
And terrify them and rape
to.
Them and
so
treat them much worse than women, human beings, are treated. The fact that these old, ancient pre-human practices have
I can think of
gotten
two ways
themselves
to rescue
America.
In religion.
One is
commit
not the fault
to
of
being
the religion,
a flat
it's the fault
out
of our primitive
and put in
human
end,
nature,
or at least recognize an end
nature.
To manufacturing
religion
in our
tries to pull us
that
out
would be
of
okay,
the mud,
but then we'd have to limit
mud.
Our population.
And of the religions, I
think
we couldn't
the
have
religion
anyone
and
living in
Roman
our borders,
pagan religions
who didn't have the intelligence and the dedication
the
and motivation
pagan
to work on a very
put women
high
in a
level.
Very high place.
As women had freedom of speech, they didn't
the people
work,
who
they couldn't
run
hold positions of authority,
and I don't
people who design
wrong.
And run
because
the
I think it's one thing not
and then
to
we could farm
beat
out all of our
woman.
It's one thing
but
not
as
to
I
be
said,
cruel
to
your woman,
limit
our
population
to
only
very
inferior
in
people.
Places.
And I think
and
frankly,
that
we'd
be
limiting
wrong.
Ourselves too much.
But just because you don't want
because
to be
many
cruel
people
to women
are valuable who are
put them in positions of authority.
So
well,
I
which
think we
they're not
have some
naturally
in
suited
America.
To handle.
But to do that,
as far
we
as
have
Condoleezza
to make
Rice is concerned,
a
she
comfortable
was a total embarrassment to me.
For employers.
Here's a woman
and right
who
now
looks
it's
like
a
she should be
place for
baking
employers.
Cookies at the
because of our
Black
Baptist
laws,
Church
and our
anti-discrimination
security. And
no
lo
employer
and behold,
is really comfortable
get blown to
with a workforce.
Do you think that's a
because
coincidence,
he knows that
or do you think possibly this woman had been promoted to a position she was not naturally suited to handle
profit.
It? I think that
that's one
of
the reasons manufacturers are moving out of the country,
advisor,
as well as other corporations.
Regarding matters of national
they just
security,
can't
is a position that should be held by a very
discrimination
military
well, I
man that
probably
all of these discrimination
a general with several
be
stars,
stopped, not and that the employer be given
negress.
Who has
power
and
to full
credit,
privilege
to
hire
except
who
he
meant
wants
she got a
to,
big deal, PhD,
based on
woo
whatever
woo.
criteria
I mean,
he
most
wants
of my
to
friends
impose.
Have double and triple PhDs.
My reason is that
it's
if
not
I'm
unusual.
Trying to run a company,
and to
I'm not
fall down
the perfect
upon
person,
your face,
and I don't need
before a
and
black
I can't
girl
deal
who has
got personality
one lousy
problems.
Little PhD.
And I'm a limited
it's
human
just
being.
Absurd.
I've got a product I'm trying to sell. And it's just
I'm
nuts.
Working very hard
don't put to get
the
world
national
to accept
security
my product,
of your country,
and I need
into
a workforce
the
workforce
of
a lousy
little
PhD,
me,
not sabotage me.
Just because
so
she's
I think
a
we need to do away with discrimination.
That women do not belong
and also
in those
lower
positions.
The population.
They can't handle
and weed
them.
Out the
it's
excessive
dangerous
people who
and
don't contribute anything except
that
the lowest level of
that
labor,
you
which
be cruel
should probably
to women.
Be farmed
it
out.
It doesn't mean that you should drive stakes through their femurs like
I don't need
do
to learn
Africa
to
and
love
attach
anyone,
them to chains
and neither
so
does
they
anyone
can't
else.
Run off with another
because love
Negro
doesn't come
buck
from learning.
Can't you see the difference?
Love
between
is an emotional, spontaneous
and
expression
stupid elevation.
Of the heart.
To positions
as long
that
as you
are
think that love can be legislated,
unnatural for them
you're
to handle,
absolutely beyond.
Is it so hard
the,
to see
the realm
that
of
difference?
People who can love? Love is not
we still
by
don't
choice.
Know the story about
it
9/11.
Just happens.
It's been kept from the
it's
American
a reaction
people.
Of one person
Michael
to
Chertoff
another.
Was put in charge
it's an erotic
of Homeland
response.
Security.
Erotic,
and he was entrusted
not
with the
sexual,
task
which is what
you've
of
been
investigating
9/11.
The word erotic means. Instead,
because you've been brought down
he gave
so
safe
badly
harbor
to three
all of the
cells
dumbing
of
down
Israeli spies
that you've been prevented
sent them
back
from learning
to Israel
what love
without
is.
Any investigation.
You've been taught that love
and Hall
is
sex.
The investigation.
It's not at all.
If you'll remember,
erotic
all of a sudden
means love
the
based
media
on
was full of stories about anthrax
to agape love,
not to be true.
Which is the love we
24
feel
hour
for
all mankind.
7 days a week.
For example,
we saw
when you get on the bus, you're just
anthrax.
Automatically loving
the
to
investigation
the bus driver.
Into 9/11
because you
was
are.
Stopped.
It's human. That's
agape. And what
that's
little
a different kind
was
of love
done,
than
was
erotic
sealed.
Love, which is not based.
So now
on
we
the
have
fact
some
that
you're confronting your fellow
human
beings,
that might tell us
but
something
it's
about 9/11.
And special.
And President Bush is
it's
fighting
based
with
on
Congress
preference and choice
because
that's
Congress wants to unseal
love.
These documents,
not as you've been taught.
And President
anything
Bush
to do
wants to keep
with
them
sex
sealed
at all.
What kind
if
of
you're
a
going
president
to have
doesn't
a
want
his own
people to know
or
the
company
truth about
you've got
who
to be around people
the
that
Twin
you
Towers.
Prefer,
I would
that
dare
inspire
to
you, that it's a president
you, who knows who
make
hits
you happy,
the Twin
make
Towers,
you want
and does
to
not
be
want
there
the truth
because
to come
it's
out.
Like a party. It's fun. You love
governments
each other.
Are
that's what's been lost with affirmative
better
action.
And worse than each
we're
other.
We're being forced to
some
associate with people we don't
worse
love.
Than other governments.
And we're being told that we're
no
wrong
government
if we don't love
is completely
them.
Pure.
That's a communist
but America
proposition.
Is
communists,
coming out
remember,
looking
don't
very
believe
bad
in
love. Relatively speaking.
Communists
and
don't
once,
believe in God.
America was
communists
at the top of
don't
the list
believe
when
in
it came
the nuclear
to ethics
family and
or
truth
loyalty.
Telling.
That's
and
the
they've
problem.
Convinced us
America's
that you have
has
to
been
love
taken over
everyone
by barbarians,
equally, or you're not
voice
a good person.
Is when quite the opposite
overpowering
is true.
The
love
voice of
has as its base
the founding fathers
choice
told us
and
that
preference.
Would happen
when
you if
lose
we didn't
that
make
choice,
sure
that
when you
only
lose that,
that the only people
right
allowed
to choose
to
be
the people
you're
going to
surround
were
yourself
educated,
with,
intelligent
you lose
people.
Your creativity.
But
and with your creativity,
communists
goes
have
your profit.
Come into our country and forced us to open our borders. Which is insane, historically speaking. No country, historically, ever had open borders, but we have open borders. We actually have almost a million savages coming up from the South who have no education, no frontal lobes, no desire to learn ethics, and they just their first act as potential citizens is to steal their right to be here. We don't chastise them like a country with self-respect. We don't stand up for our rights to be who we are. We don't defend our sovereign immunity. Bush did not send the army down to close the border to make sure more terrorists didn't come in as his first proper act in response to 9/11. Bush took advantage of the situation of 9/11 to create more havoc, more chaos, because obviously by now, don't you see that the American presidents are not working on behalf of America? Can't you see that our presidents are under the control of an un-American negative influence? How much does it take? Your Twin Towers were attacked. They tried to hit your White House. They tried to hit your Pentagon. What would you have done at that point? What would any reasonable person with a fifth grade education do? You would close those borders. That's the first thing you would do. And you would open, not close, an investigation into who hit your country. And then you would carefully bring your case before a world court and really put an end to world terrorism, because terrorism threatens all of the world, not just this country. And the whole world was sitting there in the United Nations waiting for a genuine, meaningful investigation to take place so that the world could be secure from terrorism. Instead, President Bush and his cronies sat down and said, how can we use this to our advantage? Let's blast the heck out of Iraq, because after all, Iraq has always been a thorn in the side of Israel, and we'll start creating a greater Israel to please our little wifey poo, our mistress, our cunt, Israel. And then Israel can have greater Israel, and she will be oh so cuddly happy. She will own all of the territory from Egypt to Iraq. That is what we did, and anyone who doesn't see it is being purposely blind. That's all for tonight, folks. I hope you've enjoyed the Hola Hoax, and I hope that I've sort of helped you to see a little bit more that in order for this planet to survive, white people must survive. And in order for white people to survive, they must be and act white. That means white people have to have the highest morals, they have to develop their intellect to the very best of their ability, and they have to be loyal and true to the Founding Fathers, who were truly God's gift to the world. They were God's chosen white people, and they taught us how to be human. Express yourself. Practice your religion. Don't be oppressive and unkind. Don't kill people. Solve your problems with your intellect. This is the lesson of America, as espoused by our Founding Fathers. Good night.